Happy Wednesday, everybody, and believe it or not, my Wednesday has turned into a Monday already. I was feeling so good this morning, but I'm not going to let it discourage me. This is Linda Sims coming to you live on WGH Talk, also streaming live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. And don't ever forget that you can download a free app on any electronic device. Cell phones, iPhones, laptops, or computers, any electronic device, download that app, and once you do, search WWGH, where you can take advantage of the many talk show programs we have to offer you, and I'm sure you will not be disappointed. Or you can call in during a live broadcast, which I am waiting so patiently for each and every one of you or someone out there to call in live and connect with myself or my guests during a live broadcast. The telephone number for that is 740-383-9944. Like I said, today is Wednesday, January 18th of the year 2023, and there remains 347 days. For those of you who already feel like you have to give up that New Year's resolution, don't give up yet. There's plenty of time. Or if you lost heart and didn't start, you can still pick up and start today. Okay, now let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist LLC of 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street of Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement, no free produce until April the 15th of 2023. Again, no free produce until April the 15th of 2023. And we have Cheryl Lee here, and she will give you her announcement, because her announcement has changed. Cheryl Lee, would you like to supply our listeners with your new advertisement?
Oh, well, that I haven't figured out yet, but I do know we will not be advertising Inspect Ohio anymore,
right?
Because as of December 31st, 2022, Calvin Lee and myself, we have hung up our shingle for Inspect Ohio. And so we are adjusting to being retired. And what an adjustment. I was always the person in the office handling the schedules and the phone calls. And Calvin was the inspector out in the field.
Okay.
You know, and well-respected, well-liked, just very personable and knowledgeable. So it's more of an adjustment to me, for me, Linda. In fact, I think I'm going through a depression.
You may be.
But Calvin is loving it.
Oh, my. I bet he is.
I'm actually loving him being retired, because he jumps up and if I'm busy, he does the dishes. I'm like, man, this is wonderful. And he'll do projects around the house now. So I'm like, I have got to get that honey-do list put together.
Right. So. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Now, let me start my show off with the thought for today, which I usually love to do, and it's titled Thoughts. Thoughts are more powerful than actions because they are the creator of actions. You have to keep in mind that the thought waves of your good wishes and pure feelings, your vibrations of peace and love, can once again bring harmony in nature and happiness in the world. So do not forget that your thoughts are more powerful than actions. Shirley, what do you think about that thought for today?
When you were reading that, I thought that's so true, because in the Good News Clubs, mm-hmm, for Child Evangelism Fellowship, we're teaching the children what is sin.
Right.
Well,
right.
Sin's anything that you think,
right,
say, or you do.
Right.
And where does that start? It starts with a thought.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. How powerful are thoughts?
Mm-hmm. And also, you know, how we've been taught to capture those thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, or didn't your mom and dad, your mom especially, tell you, if you can't say something, don't say anything at all?
Yes, yes.
Well, what did that come from? It started with a thought.
Yes, it did.
And so you're almost having to teach your children now, if you're thinking bad things, don't think it.
Right, right.
You know, or turn it over to Jesus.
Right.
And that capture of the heart, you know, capture that thought.
Right.
So, yeah, that was powerful.
I think so, too. Now, I'm going to give Cheryl Lee my advertisement for her. Okay, she is the coordinator of the Good News Clubs for CEF, Child Evangelism Fellowship, in Marion County and Morrow County?
Union.
Union County, okay. Let me correct that. Union County. I don't know where I got Morrow County from. MM, I guess. Okay. Cheryl Lee looks great today. I haven't seen her this year, but Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll be doing that until January 31st because the New Year is still fresh, isn't it?
It is.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And it's gone by. And already, look, we are what? At the 18th of the month?
I know.
So it's like, where did that happen? I had put together a letter that I have sent out to a lot of sponsors and a lot of friends of Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Right.
And it was for a thank you for the last quarter of 2022. So it was a year-end letter and letting them know how much they appreciated and just how much we really lean on them through
right.
the Lord. So anyways, I was hoping to get that out the beginning of this year, and I just got it out this week. You know, it's just, where does time go?
I don't know. I can't keep up. I just cannot. I try, but it's hard sometimes.
It really is. It really is.
When you realize you're only one person and you have all these tasks to accomplish within a 24-hour time.
Mm-hmm. And when you have a husband who really takes being a grandpa serious.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have grandchildren all the time. We have a 4-year-old. All through our marriage life, and we've been married for 30 years, we had our children,
mm-hmm.
you know, his, mine, and ours.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had grandchildren coming up, and many of them stayed with us for extended period of times. And now we have these three that are 10, 6, and 4.
Mm.
And the 4-year-old will go to preschool, and then as soon as he's out of preschool, he's like, I want to call Grandma and Grandpa. So much that his preschool teacher was telling my daughter, Katie, how smart he was because he knew his address. Well, the problem was, his address was ours.
He knew it though, right?
Okay. So, needless to say, even though Grandpa brings him out to give him his grandpa fix,
mm-hmm.
Grandma's the one who has to put everything else on hold. And Linda, it's hard.
I'm sure it is.
It is hard because he will come out and I need to have chunks of time
mm-hmm.
to do what I have to do in the office.
Right.
And with him around, I don't get those chunks. And I just used to be, I could stop something, do another project, come back,
mm-hmm.
get right back into where I was.
Right.
Anymore, I'm not programmed or something. I need to reboot. That's
right.
What I need. I need
right.
to reboot my thinking because I am going to have to take, when he's around, whatever 10 minutes I've got, I better get something done. You know?
Right, right. So, I understand.
And I love being a grandparent. I've been a grandparent forever. You know, forever.
Nothing wrong with it. Nothing
no.
wrong with it at all. I have all of my grandchildren are grown, praise God. I'm working on great-grands. The youngest will be a year old the 25th of this month.
Oh, boy.
Zedekiah.
A year old. That's amazing. And say again, that has just flown by.
Yes, you're so right. You're so right.
And so is our program with Child Evangelism Fellowship. You know, I was telling you about the year-end letter that we had sent out and that mm-hmm. I am in the process of sending out. And we had a difficult 2022.
Right, right.
Financially because of the backlash for COVID.
Right.
And for inflation. And with gas prices going up, we do have 3 paid staff, and they do earn their own support for their income. But yet we, as a chapter, reimburse them
right
for certain things, and gas is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So with those 3 things, we were really thrown off of our budget. And we have a wonderful director. Mike Todd he counts every penny. And we have a great treasurer that is absolutely, well, I'll say Mike stretches every penny.
Right.
And Jerry counts every penny. And so God is good, because even without extra time, our chapter grew. You know, even without the extra funding, Mike put out an SOS, basically, and we had a normal person, because we are not sponsored by corporations,
mm-hmm.
and large donors, but we had a gentleman who gives every year an annual gift, and he had given us a matching challenge.
Okay.
Of $7,000, up to $7,000, which was over his normal giving. We met that challenge, and we even went beyond it to $10,500. He matched it.
Oh, my.
He matched
it. What a blessing.
That was a huge blessing, and that took a lot of our debt away.
Mm-hmm.
But we were still in the red. And March of this sidebar, March 4th, mark on your calendar, we're having our Luncheon and Silent Auction. It's an annual fundraiser for Marion County. It's at Cornerstone Alliance Church. More information on that later.
Right.
But going back to our stretching, we're always trusting God that things will fall into place. But, you know, He expects us to do something, too.
Yes, He does.
And so we were having our annual Luncheon and Silent Auction in Hardin County, in Kenton, at St. John's. And so, I was just praying that we would have, for some reason, I had 7,000 in my mind,
mm-hmm.
that we needed 7,000. And because earlier I had heard that we were down like 2,100 or 21,000 or something of that sort. And so that luncheon came and went, and we made 8,000, a little over 8,000 on it.
Okay.
It's just amazing. Yes, so God is good. And because of that, and we were able, you know, to go in to the New Year's in the black. So right
Praise
now
God.
We have, yes, right now we have a little bit of money, a little bit of cushion,
mm-hmm.
in the bank account. All bills are paid.
Wow.
All reimbursements were made to these ladies. And, you know, I was thinking about that, Linda, because it's tight.
Yes, it is tight.
And these ladies are paying for their gas coming and going,
mm-hmm.
helping the teams teach these children about the gospel of Jesus.
Right.
And when they have to wait for reimbursement, and they're trusting God that they know they'll get that money at some point in time. But how are they doing it?
Right.
Because none of them are flush.
I understand.
You know, they're doing this because they love the Lord.
Yes, yes.
They're raising their own money for their own support.
Mm-hmm.
And then now they have to pay out for gas, mm-hmm. that keeps fluctuating. And then waiting until we as a chapter have sponsors who are coming in with monies to reimburse them.
Right, right.
So it's just a tough thing to be. Well, they're missionaries,
right?
You know, and it's just a tough love that they are really giving it all to the Lord. And these children, we grew,
mm-hmm.
as a chapter this year. We are 74 clubs that are meeting every week.
That's a lot.
74
Boy,
clubs
God
that are meeting.
God has been good. Oh, my.
Throughout our chapter, we are ministering to somewhere between 12 to 1,300 children because, again, the clubs fluctuate.
Right, that's true.
And depending on the season, we'll have kids drop out for basketball or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that's over, they'll come back. So, you know, right now through the schools, we are teaching weekly somewhere between 12 to 1,300 children. And what's nice about that is that we get to mentor them.
Right.
As they're coming back every week, we get to teach them. And then we have 35 children have chosen to follow Jesus so far.
Since
this
October.
School. Yes, 35 children.
Wow.
23 of those were this last 2 months.
Okay.
So, yes. And that keeps, you know, and that keeps growing. But all those seeds that are being planted.
Mm-hmm.
And the nice part about Linda, as you know as well as anyone else, that ripple effect, what the kids learn in club goes home to their siblings,
right,
to their parents, to their grandparents, and it's that ripple effect, and we never know.
No.
We never know.
We don't know who they have touched, you know, whose hearts they have touched. And it's just a great thing. Like, for one child, we can't say how many people will be saved through just one child. And we think about Christ and when he came on the earth, he was just one person.
Mm-hmm.
But look at the multitude of people that followed him and listened to him. Not saying all of them were saved, but they had their ears open, you know, and their hearts were set that they wanted to hear what he had to say, you know. And then those who did become believers, like the disciples, and how their ministries branched out and to different parts of the world, Asia and, you know, Europe and throughout the world. And look at us, believers in Christ Jesus, you know. So those seeds do multiply. They do grow. They do grow, and I thank God for that today. I really do.
Well, and look what's happening here.
Yes.
I mean, you're live streaming.
Right.
Who knows where that'll go?
That's true.
And how far it goes. You know, I mean, people can pick it up from all around the world. Can they pick
all
it up
over
from
the
all
world,
the world?
Because it's web.
Because
yes.
It's web.
Yes.
And so we just don't, and that's where living for the Lord, pressure's on us.
Yes, it is.
Because really, we have to pray for our shield of safety around us all the time.
Yes, we do.
You know, we have to pray for discernment. We have to pray for just the fruits of the Spirit so that people will not see us at that moment when we're weak.
True.
And it's not that it's okay to be weak. You know, because I honestly believe I'm going through a depression right now trying to readjust or reprogram myself from 30 years of being in Inspect Ohio, you know, developing it and talking to, I'm a social bug, you know me.
Yes, I do.
And so, you know, of letting that go, putting that to bed, and then refocusing on what needs to be done now.
Right. Who am I now, right?
That's
you lost
right.
part of your identity, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's okay.
Yes, it is.
But at the same token, we've got to be careful that that our face is matching our walk, because what people see.
Yes.
You know, they see it, and I am not a poker face at all. And everything, you know. And my kids one time they said, "Mom, why are you always so mad?" And I'm like, "I'm not mad."
Right.
But I was processing. I'll be in a conversation and somebody will say something and all of a sudden my brain goes this way.
Right.
And they're going this way and my face shows that it's, you know, like I'm thinking, I'm processing. So what happens if someone sees that, you know?
I know.
And we don't have a chance to explain it.
Right. Because a lot of times we don't have that opportunity. And they take us at face value. And I think that's analytical, and mm-hmm. I know I analyze a lot of things, you know, and sometimes people are talking, and somehow I'm thinking, why am I doing that during a conversation? But it just happens, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. not intentionally. They're like, hey, you still there? You ever have that?
Oh, yeah. And so the pressure is on us.
Yes.
To really let God's light shine in everything that we do.
Yes.
And rather than putting that little light under the bush, especially now when things are just so crazy.
Oh.
And it's so crazy in these clubs for these kids.
I bet it is.
It really is. And we've got good kids. We've got the live wires, which your people, you know, your audience has heard me say when I've come in here before. But, oh, man, they just add really flavor mm-hmm. to the club.
Right.
And you pray for these children, and you have people pray for them so that they can settle down and that they can enjoy the club. And it's just, that's where your listeners really come in.
Mm-hmm.
To just keep Child Evangelism Fellowship and keep the Good News Clubs. We are in the schools, every school in Marion County, every elementary in Marion County this year mm-hmm. for the school year of 2022 and 2023.
Mm-hmm.
We finally got into the last school, so every school has a Good News Club in it. And that, Linda, is a huge thank you, Father.
I know. And don't I know?
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
And so, but, you know, we want to keep these clubs healthy.
Yes.
We want to keep the volunteers, because they are all volunteers that are going into these schools. We want to keep them healthy. And if anyone who's listening would like to, you know, help out,
mm-hmm.
maybe they would like to help out by being a prayer warrior.
Right, right.
Choose a day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Choose a day from 3 to 5 and just pray for the club of that day. You may not know where it's located. You don't have to.
True.
But you can pray for the ministry Monday through Thursday. Excuse me. Monday through Thursday, we are hosting the clubs, the Good News Clubs. And if they would like to help financially, that would be a blessing. We would love to see, you know, to be a part of their monthly household.
Right.
Or their monthly church budget. Or maybe they are businessmen and women and they have monies that they want to give.
Right.
You know, we would love to be a part of that. And we can set that up through automatic withdrawals by checking.
Okay.
And or debit and credit.
Wow.
So that would probably be a call to me, and then, you know, I can get them connected with our treasurer.
Right, right.
And so my number would be 740-262-0939.
Right.
And, but prayer is huge.
Oh, my. Yes, it is.
Just to keep the enemy at bay.
Mm-hmm.
I had an instance where this year I had upset a clubber. I had no idea. But volunteers, coming back to that.
Right.
Volunteers are important. We have to have 2 volunteers in each club
mm-hmm.
so that our program is protected.
Right.
And the children are protected.
Right.
But if we have a 3rd volunteer, or even a 4th volunteer, it makes the club wonderful. Because we can get through more, we can do more with the kids.
Right, right.
Well, this, I only had, I had 1 volunteer, and, well, actually, I had a mother filling in because my regular volunteer was gone, and one of the children, he was kindergarten, brought a Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was a study Bible, and so I had been trying to teach the children how to use their Bible.
Right.
Because many kids, well, do not use paperback books anymore. A lot of it's right from the computer anymore.
True, true.
So they don't know how to use the table of content. They even have trouble finding the numbers. Okay?
Okay.
So I was a little bit scattered for this particular club.
Right.
And he showed me his Bible. I said, oh, I didn't finish my thought, mm-hmm. but I said, oh, that's not a Bible. And I meant it's a study. I should have said, that's a study Bible, mm-hmm. which, because they're going to be harder. I have a study Bible, and I do never, ever do I go in there to try to find a book of the Bible.
Right, right.
You know, I go to a different Bible. And so what I did say was, I said, go ahead and put it down and, you know, have your neighbor read off of him.
Okay.
So, anyways, that was the gist of it. I didn't even realize that I had done something wrong because mm-hmm. I'm moving on trying to get all these children in line
right.
so that they're all on the same page and we're all talking about the same thing and going on with the lesson. Come Thursday, I get a call and I was put in my place because of that incident.
Right, right.
So I was called by the grandmother, and then I was called. I made a call to the father to apologize, mm-hmm. and followed up with a text so that you know they would see the sincerity.
Right, right.
And that just did not sit well with me,
mm-hmm.
because under no circumstances do you want to discourage any of the children.
I know.
You know, and do harm to the program. So I was praying over that over the weekend because, I mean, it was out of the blue.
Mm-hmm.
And I was praying over the weekend, and then I went ahead and text the father because they left it as these children were not going to come back to club.
Oh, no.
There's three of them. And so, you know, I actually text the grandmother because she's a teacher. And I, you know, I said, I'm sorry for, you know, the insensitivity, the insensitive remark.
Right, right.
But it was not meant in any malice way. And that, you know, her being a teacher has probably been in the same situation because we're not perfect.
No, we're not.
You know, we're still human and, you know, things happen.
Yes.
And I said, I, you know, be more than happy to apologize to the young man, but I needed him to be back into club to be able to do that. Unfortunately, those three have only come back to club once.
Really?
That was to get the apology, and then the rest of the, that was it. And it's, what a shame. What a shame.
Oh, I know, and I know. That's heartfelt. I know that is.
Well, and then you stop and think, who are you fighting against?
The enemy.
That's exactly right.
The devil.
These children were fine.
Right.
They came back in club. Even when I told the little guy that to go ahead and look on the neighbor's Bible so that
right.
we would stay together.
Right.
So that he could follow with us. He was fine. We were doing the review questions. He was answering them, participating and stuff. No inkling that I had done anything wrong, or I would have addressed it right then and there. You know, this is the stuff that you come up with. That's where prayer warriors are so important, to just help us to
yes.
be our best, help us to be sensitive, help us to get through our lesson.
Yes.
And to help keep Satan at bay.
Oh, my.
At bay. So I'm hoping that the children will come back eventually. But, you know, like I said, when they came back, they were great. They were answering the questions. They were happy to be there with their peers.
I'm sure they were.
So, yeah, it's heartbreaking. But that is life.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it's too bad. That it will hinder them from coming back to club where they need their food. That's their meat and potatoes, you know, as far as walking with Christ. And
well, if nothing else, we're being supportive.
Yes, you are.
You know, I mean, not all of our children go to church.
True.
But some of them, I would say it might be a 50-50 blend. And for the children who are going to church, we're just a support system.
Mm-hmm.
you know, where they're supporting what they have probably already learned in church with a little more detail, you know, so that they can grow a little bit more. And for those who do not go to church, you know, this is their first introduction oftentimes to some of these stories. Or, like yesterday, we were teaching Daniel, the first chapter of Daniel. And we were teaching how Daniel and his friends were taken off to Babylon. Why were they taken? Because of choices. So we were focusing on choices that were made prior to these young men by bad kings who would not repent, who had the opportunity because Jeremiah had came per God to tell them, you've got to repent. You've got to turn your ways. And so we were working on choices. And we can, Child Evangelism Fellowship, they are so good about taking Daniel and David, Jesus.
Yes.
All these different stories that we have heard in Sunday school, but then they pull out choices or waiting on God's plan.
Right, right.
God's plan is better than any plan that we can make ourselves.
Yes.
So they focus on these aspects that are real relatable to the children or to anybody, really, even adults. In one of our clubs, we have two children who are slightly autistic.
Mm-hmm.
So we've asked the grandparent to come and sit in club.
Okay.
And she has shared with the lead teacher that this is wonderful. She is learning so much.
I'm sure.
And so you see, we're not just for the children.
Oh, no.
God's word
for everybody,
all ages.
And enriches all of our lives. It's just powerful. And I remember, you know, when I was teaching and going through my lesson and getting ready for that day, my day of teaching, how the Word of God just captured me where I was. You know, I mean, we're never outside the realm of God reaching us. No matter if it's just one scripture, it will reach you somewhere in your life. And, you know, there were some things that, you know, I really wanted to work that I didn't even know I needed to work on, you know, that will come up while you're going through your lessons and getting ready for the kids. Like, oh, Lord, I need to work on that right there. Okay, I will. Thank you. Help me, you know. So
exactly.
It's God is, His word is so powerful. It's just like the thought for today, thoughts, you know, and words. They have power.
Mm-hmm.
They activate, they move you, or they make you think about what you need to think about, you know, and it's just so powerful. God is just so awesome. I'll say it. He is awesome all by himself. He just really is.
Oh, that's very true.
Yes.
And so that's what we're teaching the children. You know, we're teaching biblical principles that were so many years, millennials, written down in the past, but are so prevalent for today. You know, spot on. Some of these stories, as I'm reading them, because I have started reading my McCarthy Daily Bible again, and as I'm reading it from last year to this year, I'm like, where did I miss that? How did I miss that? You know?
Right, right.
And then I'm also reading about these kingdoms, and I'm thinking, man, are we living through that now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, with their deceit.
Yes.
And their lies and mistrust and stuff like this. And the people are the ones who suffer. You know, the kingdoms, they didn't suffer. It was, well, the nobility, the royalty, they didn't suffer.
Right.
But it was the common people that suffered. So it's been an eye-opener, as well as, you know, that when we're preparing for our Good News Clubs, Child Evangelism Fellowship, CEF, they recommend that we read the scripture that the lesson's coming from, that's supporting the lesson, two to three times.
Right.
And when I first start, I'm like, oh, why? I know that story. But then you go back into God's Word and you're like, wow,
right.
I didn't know that
right,
story.
Right, right.
And that's just the same way it is. Every time, like you were saying, Linda, every time we open God's Word up.
Every time.
There's something that
something
stands out and speaks to us.
Yes, it is. Yes, it yeah. is. Yes, it is. And you can't get away from it.
No.
If your mind is open, you know. And you have a reason for reading God's Word. I was in Daniel myself this morning. I'm thinking, how did I miss that little scripture about the king and how they went against Daniel, you know, and how the king really stood up for Daniel because he didn't want Daniel to be persecuted. He believed in Daniel's God, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, now, how did I miss that? But over the years, you know, reading these stories over and over and over, and you're thinking, I know it, but you don't.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it goes back to being preoccupied.
Yes.
Trying to get something accomplished while you've got a four-year-old grandson in the background. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Can we play now? Can we play now? Can we play now? Right?
Right, right, right. Right.
Well, before him, it was my own son and daughter.
Right, right.
Mom! 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 Yes, I mean, that's how we miss so much.
Yes, that's true.
And if you're like me, Linda, when I sit down to read the Bible, my brain is going four or five different directions.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to just say, Lord, shut it all out.
Yes.
You know, calm my heart.
Yes.
Calm my brain so that I can focus on you. And isn't it amazing how when mm-hmm. we sit down to watch TV, it doesn't happen.
Sometimes I have trouble with that, too, you know. And I realize today, the phone is my enemy. The internet is my enemy, you know, because I can be watching a TV show. Oh, let me see what's going on, you know. Let me see if someone called me. If someone texts me, you know, you hear a ding on your phone. Well, what's that? You know, your news feed is downloading. It's like, this morning, I'm like, stop it. I waste a whole half an hour. Why?
Uh-huh.
You know, so mm-hmm. we do have to understand and realize our enemies also, you know, and that social media is a big one. Mm-hmm. It just really is because it's too handy anymore. It's right in your fingertips, right in the palm of your hand. You're holding a computer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, anything that goes on all over the world is right there.
Mm-hmm.
All the past is right in Google.
That's
it's all
truth.
There.
It is. It really
there.
Is. And
yes.
you're right. And, you know, that's one reason why I'm not on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
because I can waste too much time.
Yes.
And I know, like, when we're having our monthly meetings for our volunteers for Marion County and Union County, the ladies will be just catching up, and I'm like, how do you stay in touch? Facebook! You know?
Yeah.
Can't do it. I cannot go there.
Right, right.
Because I can waste too much time on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's just one thing that I have chosen to walk away from, you know.
Right, right.
When we were talking about knowing God's Word,
mm-hmm.
already this year, and we're only into, what, our 18th day?
Yes.
I had fallen behind on my daily reading, okay? And I thought, well, I'll go ahead and read the Old Testament, because in this study Bible, you have a passage that is the Old Testament,
mm-hmm.
then you have some Psalms, then you have some Proverbs, and then you have the New Testament.
Okay.
So I thought, well, I could go ahead and just skip the Proverbs and Psalms.
Mm-hmm.
How beneficial are they, right?
Right, right.
Well, God just smacked me in the face. Honestly, this is how God does.
Okay.
Because on day 10, it says, how can we study and apply some of the Proverbs if we don't understand them? Okay. And he's talking about, more often than not, those Proverbs that were first seem unclear and contrary turn out instead to be elusive and deep. Proverbs sometimes do state obvious truths. Their meanings is crystal clear, A foolish son is the grief of his father and the bitterness to his mother, to her who bore him. He gives some examples. But what they're saying is, as you go down through here, the fact that we have to search the rest of the scripture or work at thinking ought to make Proverbs dearer to us. If God has chosen this unusual approach to help us grow, why would we hesitate to give our full attention to Proverbs? Is that not a rebuke?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and then, of course, here's one of the Proverbs that everyone knows. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
Trust in the Lord with all your what?
Heart.
Heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path.
Yes, absolutely.
So, the enemy will even try to get you to slide.
Yes.
On what God says is nourishment.
Mm-hmm.
It's food for your soul.
Yes,
it's
it
benefit
is.
For your brain, for your mind, for your thought.
Well, we're out of time for our first hour, and Shirley will be joining us again for our next hour. I'm sure you have been enjoying her today. I know that I have, and Happy New Year to each and every one of you, especially if this is your first time tuning in to A Voice of a People, and I pray it will not be your last time, and thank you for all of you who are faithful and have stood by me and standing by me right now today. I thank you for your support. Like I said, next hour, Cheryl Lee, we will begin again at 11:15 until the top of the hour of 12 noon. Okay, so till next time, be blessed. And don't forget, New Year's is still new, 2023. So there's still time to make plans or, you know, order yourself accordingly to what you have in mind. Till next time, be blessed. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the talking place for legendary talk show host Phil Donahue.
And I'm just impressed with your professional